The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. And congratulations to all of our second graders on their first communion. I said, congratulations to all of our second graders. First communion. That's right. It's more like it. Wonderful. Now, I'm going to do something a little bit different with you here this morning. I want to tell you, now I've told you stories before, but I usually don't tell you personal stories. So I wanted to tell you a personal story this morning, because on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, this little personal story of mine, it might just help you, okay? So you want to understand my little story, you got to come way, way back in time, long, long ago, because this all took place when I was a college student. It's a long, long time ago. Now back then, I was going through a really hard time. Lots was going wrong in my life. Lots was falling apart. I didn't know what to do. And worst of all, I didn't know who to turn to help me. And I remembered that when I was a little boy, my grandmother sat me down and told me stories about Our Lady of Fatima. It's the feast day we celebrate today. How in the year 1917, in the little village of Fatima in Portugal, the mother of Jesus appeared to these three children and she told them everything that would happen in the 20th century. She told them about World War II. She told them about communism. She told them about the Cold War, things that wouldn't happen for decades. And I was absolutely fascinated by that story. And at the time, I was living in Spain, and Spain's not very far from Portugal. So on my own, I just made a trip, went on over to Fatima. And when I arrived in Fatima, two amazing things happened to me. Two amazing things happened to me. I didn't even know what I was asking God for. I was just showing up as somebody who was just like saying, "God, come and help me." And two things happened to me. The first thing that happened was that I began to believe that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. Now, I know you've been told that before, right? And they told me that too. They'd said the Eucharist really is Jesus. I had a real hard time believing it until that one day when I went to Fatima. Something happened to me. And suddenly, I believed it, and nobody had to convince me of it. I was as certain of it as I was of my own name. That's the first thing that happened to me. Second thing that happened was I became convinced of the power of saying the rosary. Now, at Fatima, Blessed Virgin Mary, she told these little children, "Pray the rosary for the conversion of sinners. Pray the rosary for people who are suffering. Pray the rosary for the world." It's a powerful prayer. And I'd heard that before. But I didn't really believe it until suddenly something just snapped and I believed it. And nobody had to convince me of it. I was certain of it as I was that the sun was going to rise tomorrow. And you know, I stopped worrying because I started to understand that no matter what happened, Jesus was always there and the Blessed Mother was always praying for me. And I started going to Mass every day and my whole life turned around and I stopped worrying about stuff. And this is when I first decided that I was going to become a priest. I said, you know what? I got to let other people in on this. I got to let people find what I found. And I can't explain it. I don't understand it. Lots that the Blessed Virgin Mary does doesn't make any sense. It's like a mother's love for her kid. Doesn't make any sense at all. Don't try to understand it. It's way beyond your understanding. But I hope that you'll believe what I'm telling you and that you'll remember, okay? Because I don't know what you're struggling with right now. I don't know what you're wrestling with right now. But I need you to listen to these words that Jesus said to his apostles. He says, don't let your heart be troubled. You know when Jesus told his apostles those words? It was the Last Supper. It's Holy Thursday. Within hours after saying that, Jesus is going to be handed over to death by somebody who was his friend. Judas Iscariot used to be his friend, betrayed him. He's going to be arrested for something he didn't even do. He's going to be beaten to within an inch of his life. He's going to be left to die on the cross at the hands of his enemies. And Jesus says, he says to his apostles, you guys, don't be afraid. Now, how can he say that? How can he say that to them and to us? You want to know why? It's because Jesus knows that Good Friday isn't the end of the story. It's like God's got an ace up his sleeve. No matter how bad things look, it's the bad suffering, the hardship, it's never the end of the story. The end of the story is Easter Sunday. Remember this, please. No matter how bad things get, God always wins. God always wins. Our Christian story is the only story that you have to read backwards in order to make sense out of it. You don't start at the beginning. You start at the end. You start with Easter. Start with Jesus risen from the dead. Then go back to Good Friday. And suddenly his sufferings all make sense, and yours do too. Then go back to everything Jesus says. And this guy who came back from the dead, you begin to realize this is somebody you can listen to. That's when you'll begin to understand how you can be so confident in the God who loves you. Did God ever tell us that we weren't going to have a hard life? Did he ever promise us that we wouldn't have any troubles? Did he ever say that? No. In fact, he promised us that there would be. He told his apostles, you will have trouble in this world, but don't worry. I've overcome the world. But please understand this. When Jesus overcomes the world, when he delivers you from your troubles, 9 times out of 10, he does it because of the prayers of his mom. So trust in her. Turn to her prayers, and I promise you, you will never be disappointed. Let's ask for our prayers right now, shall we, as we pray. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.